We are learning Maseches Beah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechal Yois B'Shabbos. When a Yom Tov is Chal on Shabbos, so this is going to talk about how our tefillos look on Yom Tov is Chal B'Shabbos. A new Gemara. B'Shami Eimrim Mespal Shmoina, Va'Oimer Shal Shabbos Pnei Asma, V'Shiyont Pnei Asma. B'Shami's halacha is, we know, every Shabbos or every Yom Tov, there's seven brachas. There's three at the beginning, three at the end, and one in the middle. That if it's Yontif, it's about Yontif. If it's about Shabbos, it's about Shabbos. What happens if Shabbos and Yontif together? But Shami says there's two separate brachas. You'll make a bracha, you know, At Kedashtos, Yom HaShvi, and then you'll say also At Pachatanu, two separate brachas in the middle. We still have Mispal Shabbat, only seven brachas. Mispal Vashal Shabbos, Messiah Vashal Shabbos. You're going to say just Shabbos. You start off Shabbos beginning, and you end off with Kaddish Shabbos, and in the middle, you'll mention the Yontif. For example, you'll say, Vatitain Lonu as Yem Hamanucha, that's what you're going to do, and then end off, Mekadesh HaShabbos. So you're mentioning Yontif in the middle, that's Besil Shita. And there's a third Shita, which is more like we do. Rebbe Eimer, Av Choisimboy, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vahazmanim. Our guess is Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Vahazmanim. So you Messiah both together, the Shabbos and the Yisrael. And it's not exactly like that. We don't start with Shabbos either when it's Yom Tov. We start with Atav HaKatanu, but we do similar to Rabbi. Tani Tana Kamei de Ravina, Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos V'Azmanim. When the one who was saying over the Brayis in front of Ravina, he said over Rabbi Sheet like this, Mekadesh Yisrael, Hashem's Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Hashabbos V'Azmanim. Amalei, that would make like it sound, that sounds like Yisrael's Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Azmanim. Like Rashi explains, we know that without Kedushas Klal Yisrael, we would not have Yom Tovim. Because the whole Yom Tovim happened through the Kviyah of the Chadashim, through the setting of the Chadashim, of the months, and that's only done on the Day Bezdin. So you need the Kiddush of Yisrael to make a Yom Tov. But Shabbos is every seventh day, no matter what. So the Ravina Tainid, if you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Shabbos V'Zmanim, it sounds like that the Yisrael is Mekadesh Shabbos and Zmanim. So Hashem is Mekadosh Yisrael, and Yisrael is Mekadosh Shabbos and Zman. Normally, also Shabbos Yisrael Mekadosh Leit, but Shabbos Mekadosh Mekaymei. Shabbos is Kadosh by itself every 7 days. Elaimam, you have to read it like we have the Gersa Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. Now Hashem is Mekadosh Shabbos and Yisrael is Mekadosh Zmanim makes the Yom Tovim. Om Rav Yosef Alocha Karebi Ukatiritz Ravina. Rav Yosef, we pass like Karebi as Alocha Lamaisa, and like Ravina says, that's Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, that's Taka our Gersa. Like we spoke out, the difference is the beginning part, we don't stop Bishal Shabbos, we are stop at the Bechatano, but in the first part of it, we do mention Shabbos already, so we start off mixing Shabbos and Yontif, we mention a middle Yontif, and then we end off with Shabbos and Yontif. Tana Rabbanan, Shabbos, that's all the days, like Yontif, which we always add a special bracha of a Yontif. Now, on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have a special bracha on Rosh Chodesh. Now, Rosh Chodesh on a Tuesday, there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. We're not talking about Muslim now, we're talking about Shacharis. There's no special bracha. And Chol HaMoed also, we daven regular Shema Esrei. So there, when it falls out on Shabbos, it has a different halacha. Tana Rabbanan, since in the weekday when it falls, it doesn't have a new bracha, so Shabbos will be different. Tana Rabbanan, Shabbos Chali is for Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is Chal Rosh Chodesh, or Bechol HaMoed, or in Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Arvis, the Shacharis, Mincha, Mespal, Shava. You daven the regular Shabbos tefillos of seven brachas, and you don't put in the Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed in such a prominent place. Va'omer, you just say like a Yal V'Yavoy. Va'omer me'ein ha'me'ura ba'avoyda. You say Yal V'Yavoy, which means you mention the Yontiv in the Ritzei, bracha of Ritzei. V'mloy Amar, if you skip Yal V'Yavoy, machziros, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So remember what you just read now. It says, V'lav, v'loy Amar, machziros, we'll speak something else soon about that. If you forget Yav Yava, you preach from Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer, Eimei Bahidah. You know when you say Yav Yava? You say it in Haidah. You say it in Moedim. You don't say it in Ritzei. You say it in Moedim, just like Al Nisim. Like Al Nisim, you say after Moedim. So same thing here. You say it after Moedim, like the place of Al Nisim, you say Yav Yava. Uv Musafim. When it comes to Musaf, Maskel B'Shal Shabbos, Messiah B'Shal Shabbos. By Musaf, you say also Shabbos Musaf, Tekanta Shabbos. And you mention Rosh Chodesh Middle, Vamakdush Yom B'Amtsa. You mention Rosh Chodesh Middle, Tekanta Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbi Yishmael, Bnei Shem Reichem Breiko, Imrim, Komokoim Shahuskuk Lasheva. He argues on the Tanakhama. Komokoim Shahuskuk Lasheva, Maschil Bishal Shabbos, Umesayim Bishal Shabbos. He holds that you say Atta Kadashto, the end of Mekadosh Shabbos, Bava Oma Kedusha Shem Be'emtza, you will mention Yal V'Yavit for Rosh Chodesh Shulchan Amoed in the middle of that bracha. We won't say Yal V'Yavit, you'll say V'Titn Lod Rosh Chodesh Shazer, or V'Titn Lod Chag HaSukkah Shazer. Amrav, who not in a loch goes to Zug, we don't paskin like that Zug. We don't paskin like that Zug. So Rashi speaks out, we don't paskin like that Zug. We paskin like Tanakama, Rashi says, that says, Arvis Shachos Mincho Mespal Shabbat, and you say, Me'in Amurim Avoida. But he says, we don't mamish paskin like Tanakama, because the Gav Mosafim, we don't do like that either. We say like Rebbe, we say that Mekadosh Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Azman and Rosh Chodeshim. We don't say by Musafim, we don't start with Shabbos, end with Shabbos. We do like Rebbe. So it's not Mamash like Yatana Kama, who said by Musafim on Rosh Chodesh, you start off with Shabbos and end off with Shabbos. We know Rosh Chodesh, we say Ati Asarta, we know Bracha, also on Achal Amayr also, we say special Musaf. We don't say the Shabbos Musaf. So therefore, it's not mamish like. So in halacha is zug, but it's not mamish katanakam either. So could we rash is bavarning a question? Why does it say in halacha is zug? Say halacha katanakam. Teretz is one of the ones that say halacha katanakam. Because if you say halacha katanakam, it would sound like even Gavin Basaf. Now, before we say we have a kasha, it says in the ratio of this brisa, which is Tanakam, who we're passing like, that you have Arvis, Mayriv, Shachas, and Mincha. You forget Yav Yava, you repeat it over. So the kasha is, the is Chodesh. On Chol HaMoed, it's good. You take off repeat Yav Yavah. But Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat Yav Yavah if you get my marriage. That's what you're paskin. So the Kavanah Sanal asks this kasha, and the Kavanah Sanal says, that's why we didn't say Lach Katana Kama. Because we don't paskin like Katana Kama completely. We don't paskin like that part of the Katana Kama. That's what the Kavanah Sanal speaks out. What?
We're paskin. There's nothing to argue on that.
Right, but we pass like in the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos that says that we don't, that if you get Yav Yavah, it's not a problem. That's I'll read you the Lashon of the Karmana Sanal. He says, Lahodlam Lach Tanakama, the Linira, the Masha Oma Tanakama, Loy Oma Mafzirno, I say, Masha the Koyafilo Batilos Arvis. Over how less Hilkosakama say, the Kaimla Karab, like Rab, the Shilit Fiz Shach, at the end of Perak Fiz Shach, which is Msechus Brachus, Shay Machzir and Vesh Chodesh, but Tam the Emakacha, Mesachoyish Belila, because you're not a Kaj, Kaj Belila, so you pass like Rab. So you want to who you pass like, you pass like Rab. So therefore, they want to say, Lach Katanakam. Talk to Mara Vaita. Omrab Chia Baashi, Omar Rab. Omrav Chia Baashi, Omar Rav, Maniach Odom Eruvei Techumim Meyomtiv Lechaveru. Let's say a person did not make Erev Techumim, so let's say he has 2 days Yomtiv, says Yomtiv Lechaveru, 2 days Yomtiv, he wants to make Erev Techumim at least for tomorrow. The first day Yomtiv was Monday, the second day Yomtiv was Tuesday. So on Monday, he couldn't walk anywhere because he didn't have an Erev Techumim. Techumim is also on Yomtiv also, to go out of your Techumim, which means 2,000 Amis out of your city. So he figures, at least on Tuesday, second day Yom Tov, I want to be able to walk out of my, I want to walk out of my Tchum. So you have to make an Erev. So you're like, are you allowed to make an Erev? So you're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov. So here, you can make an Erev Tchumim, Mechaveroi, and Masti. You make a Tanai. And you say like this. We know the 2 days Yom Tov is Sveka Diyoma. So you take Challah, and you put it in that place. And you say like this. If today is Yom Tov, so then I'm not doing anything. Because it's not a chalois erev, because tomorrow is chol, I don't need an erev tomorrow. And if tomorrow is Yom Tov and today is really weekday, then I'm allowed to make erev. So therefore, it's a very simple tonight. You make it tonight.
Rosh Hashanah works for
what?
Them.
What?
Rosh Hashanah wouldn't work for them.
In Rosh Hashanah, if you hold that it's one long day, then it doesn't work. Even though it's machlokes, yeah, in halacha lemaisa it won't work because it's Yom Ha'arichta. It's a Gemara whole discussion in Sechlus Erevin about Rosh Hashanah, but that's how you're paskin. So that's what you could do. Amar Rava, the same type of idea. Maniach Adam Eruvei Tavshilei Meyom Tov Lechaveroi Umasta, which we had before, and did more like ask. Rosh Hashanah may be different, but let's read more on top first. Amar Rava, Maniach Adam Eruvei Tavshilei Meyom Tov Lechaveroi. Same thing is also you had a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Thursday, Friday, Yom Tov, and then Shabbos, and you forgot to make Erev Tavshilei. It's Thursday. You remember you can't make Erev Tavshilei. So what do? So you also you can make a Tanai. Make an Erev Tavshilei with a Tanai that day. You say it's like this. That I make an Erev Tashilin today on Thursday, I cook something for Shabbos, and I say like this, if today is Yom Tov and tomorrow is Chol, so there's no Chalois Erev Tashilin anyway, I'll just eat it, you know, it's food I can eat today. And if, no, the truth is, you're not going to be able to cook a food special for this, you have to just make an Erev, that's what you do. They can't cook a food special, that's exactly what you're asking, you can't cook a food special, you have to take a food that you have and put it aside for Shabbos. So, you now make an Erev on Shabbos Yom Tov. Here you say this. If today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow is Chol, so I'm not going to need this Erev. So, no Chalos Erev. And if tomorrow is Yom Tov and today is Chol, so I'm allowed to make an Erev, and therefore it works. And the milo over here is, you don't have to do 2 days in this case. You don't have to take another Erev tomorrow. Because tomorrow, Mamon of Shach will be mutter. Because if it's Choyal, I don't need an Erev. I allow Kuv Shabbos. And if today, and if today is Choyal, then the Erev works. So either way, tomorrow we'll not have to make Erev. So I'm Rav Niach, other Erev Tashum, Yom Tachavir, Masna. Now, we had the same Gemara before Daf Vav, I think it was. Yeah, on Daf Vav. And there, the Gemara Taka said, why, it was a story where it was Rosh Hashanah, and he make Erev Tavshilin, and he said, why don't you make it tonight? So he answered, I'm only aim with Dom Rav, B'shtay Yom Tav Mishal Galdiyos, B'shtay Yom Tav Mishal Rosh Hashanah, Miyama. That's what he said back to him. This is your time. Rosh Hashanah you can't do it. But the Gemara says, someone argues, but you're right. That's how you're passing that you shouldn't do it on Rosh Hashanah. But there is a nidin if you can do it on Rosh Hashanah, because midir it's not considered sveka diyayma, it's considered 2 days yom to bevadayis midir abanam. But upon him, here we have two types of tanayim. We have a tanay of erev tachumim, erev tchumim, and we have a tanay of erev tavshilin. Two types of tanayim. So the Gemara, mandi amar erev tchumim, if you can make erev tchumim, kol shkin erev tavshilin. Of course you can make erev tavshilin with a tanay. Mandi amar erev tavshilin, avar ruvi tchumim loy. Why? It's worse. My time model mikne shvisa b'shabbos aloy, which poshut pshat would mean like this: that you're doing a kinyan shvisa on Shabbos. Shabbos here means Yom Tov. It means Yom Tov. Shabbos says Shabbos. It means the same thing. The Rishonim speak out lav davka. Rav speaks out lav davka. Shabbos al Yom Tov. But you're making a kinyan shvisa on Shabbos. So poshut pshat, you're learning more like this: that erev tchumim is a bigger chalois. And here, you know, you're doing with a tanai, but still, you might see you're doing something that's in return to Kinyan Shvisa, which Kinyan Shvisa is worse than Erev Tavshilin. Let's learn Pasha Pshat. But Rashi's not mashma that, because Rashi says that it's not, they can't do Kinyan Shvisa. He says, I Erev Tavshilin. So you would say Erev Tavshilin is not a Kinyan. That's not what it says. The imatiru Erev Tavshilin, hasam shum kavod Shabbos hetiru. There the Pshat is, because kavod Shabbos hetiru. So it's Mavuya and Rashi that he learned the problem was more as mesakein, and therefore they were makel to make the Erev when it came to Kavod Shabbos, but not legabe Erev Tchumim. But the other is showing in my mashma, like the Rosh and Tais a little bit, a mashma that the reason is that's Kinyan Shvisa, and therefore they say Erev Chatzeris is better. So it comes out that the difference is Erev Tchumim you can make, that's what you're paskin. Erev Tchumim you would be able to make with a Tanai, but not an Erev Tchumim.
Well, can you see like the Gemara said before the Chuk of Hetanissa?
What? No, it's Issa Yontov to cook for Shabbos. You can't cook from one day yontiv to the next day yontiv because it's a sofer chayil, and a vada you can't cook for chayil either for weekday. Then the shayla and bi'alach, if I cook from first day yontiv for the last day yontiv, which both are yontiv deraisa, that's mutter. But that's a shayla in the shartzi and a different and mishabruah talks about that. But here pasuk pshat is ein yoyfim yontiv. You can't cook from today for tomorrow. That means today, you know, you finished after the day meal on Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov, you see you finished up your whatever food you have, your meat, you want to put up a roast now for tonight. And, you know, you're not going to be ready if you put it up tonight. The halacha is you can't do that. You know, I'll do that. The emes amru, v'mal isha kol hakadeira basar, af b'chein tzricha d'chachas. You have a etza. What you could do is, you could say, no, I'm hungry, whatever, you have to, it can't be harama, but let's say one of the kids are really hungry for a piece of meat, you could put up a whole roast, even though I'm only going to use one piece of meat. Because if it's one maisa bishul without any extra tircha, it's called ribu b'shurim, and that's mutter to do. I'm doing it for tomorrow. You don't even have mind. But it makes a difference. If it's one malacha, one maisa, so then if I need one piece of meat, I can make the whole roast. Same idea. Mali nachtam chavish amayim avish and sharach l'kitanachas. You could fill up a pitcher of water and cook it up. Cook up a whole chavish of water, a whole barrel of water. Even though you only need one pitcher, you cook up a whole barrel because it's one ma'isa. Avalefa is when you bake challah. Every challah is its own unique creation. You have to knead it. You have to shape it. You have to put it into the oven. So each one's own tircha. There you can't do. You only what you need. You can't do any extra. You only could bake what you need. You let it make the whole tana full of pas. What's pshat? You can't do any extra tircha for tomorrow. You can't do any extra cooking for tomorrow. Like Rashi explains, in those days, they put the the challah onto the wall. They were small, and they put it onto the walls, the challahs, and the more it got full, so then it gave no room for the heat to spread out, and therefore all the bread baked evenly. So there was a mile of having the oven full, which is not negay us. It was a mile to have an oven full, and therefore it was mutter to cook extra pas. What?
According to
the
Tanakama, could make like a
sudachal. Right, only if you have the dough from before. You can't need extra dough because every dough is more hachana. So it depends. If you have tzemachlekes, if aricha also is part of it, and I don't know if that's more aricha, but more braiding. It could be also, but it's mubuya has to. No, it can't be extra tercha. That's extra tercha. A lot of times achal. That's why you can't make anything bigger.
Make a big soup also.
What? Not to put the fire on, the malacha you're doing is not the extra tercha. The malacha you're doing, the tercha means it's different. The malacha you're doing is like one malacha, turn on the fire on the whole thing. Here, there's an iser to do losh, there's an iser to do aricha, there's all these things in the asurim, and that's all doing for tomorrow. So, mala isha called tana pas, isha pas, nefesh of tana chatana mali, omarava alacha kishim alazo, he passed the kishim alazo. And therefore, the abid alacha, if it's the geya, that to have a path, the oven full of pas, that will be negeya to have it. So it could be, if you're going to tell me that you need for yontif some like nice looking challah, and you need like a normal looking challah, so it could be then it'll be fine, even though I know I'm not going to finish the whole challah. That could be. That would be included into the tzarech yontif, and then it's just re-reshurim. So it's very possible to be that similar case, but it has to be a case where there's episode tzarech in this thing that's bigger. Let's say a person did not make erev tefshilim. He doesn't make erev tefshilim. So who nesar? He for sure cannot cook, let's say we're talking about baking here, he cannot bake challahs now for Shabbos. On Yom Tov, he'll bake for Shabbos. What about his flour? Is it usher or not? What's nafkamina? If someone else could use his flour and bake for him. V'kimchoy nesar. Oidomo hu nesar. V'en kimchoy nesar. Is his kemach usher? Now, when you ask me, what's the havmin of kemach shvi usher? Zokter Ran, it'll be atza knas. There's a havmin here, the kemach shvi usher, atza knas. Let's see. L'may nafkamina. What's nafkamina? L'aknuya kemcha l'acherim. Does he have to be makna the kemach to someone else? He has to give a present the kemach and let them do it. So yam is hunasa v'kim chenasar. If he's also do it and his kemach is also, then tzarech laknuya, he has to give a kinyan his kemach to someone else. L'tzarech laknuya kemcha l'acher. V'amrit hunasa v'kim chenasar. But if only he's also as kemach not also, loy tzarech laknuya kemcha l'acher. Then he does not have to be makna the kemach l'acher. So shaila is like this: does he have to give his kemach away? My Toshma al shofam a brisa. Misha lo hiniach erev tefshilin. Someone didn't put erev tefshilin. Raise lo yefa lo yevashel. He can't bake. He can't cook. Lo yatmin. He can't do atmana. It means erev Shabbos. He can't make atmana for Shabbos. Lo yelo. He can't do it for himself. Lo yelachem. He can't do it for some people. Lo yacherim. Even vashem loy. Other people can't take his food and bake for him either. Keitzer oisa. Makne kimchel achem. He gives away his kemach. And they can bake for themselves, and it's their kemach. They're baking their own kemach, and you take it. What we see from here, that Bryce is seeing here, that kemach is taka usher because of a knas.
Yesterday, the story with the old man.
Right.
What was upset? I'll give you food to someone else,
and
make you.
He wants. What? Yeah, he didn't have any friends who were willing to take off the nap or this to start cooking with someone. I don't know, your neighbor just asked you to start cooking for them? Not so simple.